Hi guys, and welcome back to another Love Hints episode. In today's video, we're going to be talking about the game Wildlife. I'll be showing you how to install the game, and as always, I'll be showing you how to connect your Love Hints device. Make sure you like and subscribe for future videos. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz as always. For those of you who have never heard of the game Wildlife, this is an RPG game that Love Hints have teamed up with to make the game more immersive. In the game, you just don't battle enemies, you also build relationships. And this goes across all the species on the planet. And whilst building these relationships, you are able to use your Love Hints toy. And all toys are compatible in the game. Now, I have downloaded and played the game, but unfortunately my graphics card isn't strong enough to be able to play screenshots of it. For the time being, I'm just going to play the trailer. So from what I understand of the game at the moment, your character is in a crash on a planet that is inhabited by other species. It's your choice whether you want to fight these other species or whether you want to build relationships. So as these relationships form, you can have sex with these other species. And in turn, your Love Hints toy will react to that motion. The developers are regularly making updates to the game, and you can get access to these via their Patreon. So to get your copy of the demo, you'll first need to create an account. I've added all my details here already, so I'm just going to add my password and download the zip file. Once you've downloaded the zip file, you will need to copy its contents into a new folder. You can run it from the zip file, but many PCs will not like you doing this, so it's easier just to copy the information out. If you want to start playing the game without connecting your Love Hints toy, then all you need to do is click on the wildlife icon. If you do want to add your Love Hints toy, as I'm sure many of you do, then this is what you need to do next. There is three ways of setting up and connecting your Love Hints toy to the game, so I'm going to show you how to do them now. Firstly, I'm going to show you how to set it up with the USB dongle. You will have to make sure your USB is plugged in, your Love Hints toy is switched on, and you have a copy of the Love Hints remote app for your PC. If you don't know how to set that up, then there is a video above that will show you how to do so. The first thing you're going to want to do is open the Love Hints remote app on your PC. As you can see, I've already got my Max 2 connected to the app. All I need to do now is click on the third party icon on the left hand side of the screen. Once clicked, it will bring up a pop-up that will ask you to allow control to a third party app. And you're going to have to click the toggle on. You are going to have to make sure you don't close the remote app whilst you launch the game. It will need to stay on whilst you're playing. So the next thing to do is open the game. And to check that your Love Hints toy is connected, you will need to go into settings from the main menu. Once in the settings page, the first thing you're going to see is the video tab, and that is all the graphics settings that you can adjust throughout the game. Underneath that is all your audio settings, and underneath that you've got the input tab, which you can change all the buttons to control the game. The one we need to click on is game. In here we can change our cursor settings and we can change our language. And the top option, as you can see, is Love Hints configuration. That's the one we're going to need to click on. Now, if everything is connected properly, it will show that you are connected via the remote PC app. To make sure it is connected properly, then you can click on the test button on the right hand side. All you need to do now is go back into the game and start playing. Now, there is two ways to connect your Love Hints toy via the remote app on your mobile phone. The first way I'm going to show you is if your mobile phone and your internet are on the same Wi-Fi connection. Again, you're going to have to make sure your Bluetooth switched on, your Love Hints toy is also switched on, and you've got it connected to the Love Hints remote app on your mobile phone. If you don't have the Love Hints remote app on your phone, then check out the video above. It'll show you how to set it up. The first thing you're going to have to do is open the Love Hints remote app on your mobile phone and make sure it's connected to your toy. Once connected, you're going to have to click on the Me button on the bottom right. Now at the very bottom, you can see there's the game mode. There's a little toggle on the right that you're going to need to switch on. You will have to make sure this window is open on your phone whilst you're playing the game. If you close the window, it will stop sending the signals from the game to your toy. Now all you need to do is launch the game, click on settings, then click on game, and then click on Love Hints Friends Toys configuration. This time when the page loads, it will say it's connected via remote Android, and you can test the connection on the right hand side again. If it doesn't work, then click on the box in the middle that says start with Lovince running, and click on the start button and load the game again. Once the test button is working, you can start playing the game as normal. The final way of connecting your toy to the game is via your mobile phone's IP address. You'll use this option if you're using your phone's mobile data and you're not connected to your Wi-Fi. What you'll need to do is go back into the Lovince remote app on your phone, click on the Me button on the bottom right, and turn on game mode at the bottom of the list. This time when the game mode window opens, you're going to have to type in your local IP address into the box that says device IP override. This then should say you're connected via the remote mobile. Again, make sure to test the connection, tick the start box and start playing the game. That's it for this video, guys. I hope you found it useful and interesting. As always, like, follow, share, subscribe, and if you've got any questions, come and hit me up in the comments box below, on my blog, or come and find me on social media. Until next time, guys, peace out.